Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Show is on GCN.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the third hour of the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us straight up top of the hour. We are so pleased to have Bruce Snyder joining us today. He is the author of a just made the New York Times bestseller list, ladies and gentlemen, Data and Goliath, The Hidden Battles to Collect Your Data and Control Your World. And I got to tell you, Doug Breathour has emailed me, when are you going to have him on the show? He is awesome, and he really is. The book Data and Goliath. We're going to be talking about your lack of privacy today. Thank you so very much, and congratulations on your book Data and Goliath, Bruce.
Oh, thank you very much.
You know, is this going to be another book that is going to tell us how bad we have it, how much freedom we have lost, and then there's nothing we can do about it, and oh well, it's all gone, it's over, it's done?
Yeah, it's not. I'm actually not pessimistic about this. I think there are a lot of things we can do about it. I think we, as a species, are good at solving these sorts of problems. It takes us a generation or two, maybe, but we do become more moral. And I just don't believe privacy is done. There's certainly a lot of things going on right now that people don't know about or don't understand. I think we have some important battles ahead of us. You know, these are all important legal issues. But I do believe that we will solve this. This is not something that we should just throw up our hands and say, it's over, we're done. These are things that we need to deal with now.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And I really did, in reading your book, like the solutions chapter that you have, because there are a lot of good things that people, action items that people can do there. But yet, it is pretty bleak right now. There are things that are happening that we don't even know about in the loss of privacy. Tell us some things that maybe you think are going on right now that we would have never guessed, because it came out all of a sudden when Snowden allegedly dispersed all this information about our lack of privacy. But what else do you sort of think is going on that we may not know about in our loss of privacy?
Well, Snowden actually did believe the information. It's not allegedly. He did it. I spoke to him. He did it. We all know he did it. So,
right.
But that's just the NSA. There's a lot of data surveillance going on with many other entities. The way to think of it is that computers produce data. That's what they do. They produce data about the things they do. And that data, historically, was thrown away because it's, you know, not very interesting and storage is expensive. Storage has become cheap, and now that data is being saved. So this is your computer. As you use the Internet, all the sites you visit, all the things you do, this is your cell phone, which knows your location, right? The cell phone can't ring unless it knows where you are. It knows who you talk to. It knows when you wake up in the morning, when you go to sleep at night. You use it to communicate with your friends. It knows who your friends are, what you're saying. All this data, these computers generate, and that data is increasingly being saved and used. Right? We know Google, right, for example, makes a business tracking what we do on the Internet and sending us personalized ads based on what they think we're interested in. There are lots of data brokers who collect that same data and try to use that to influence us in other ways. So this data, you know, think of credit card data, think of data from ATM machines, think of data from cameras, think of data you post on Facebook. Right? All of this is data, and it's now being saved. And that's companies doing it. So a lot of this is being done by corporations for profit motives, and increasingly governments are getting themselves a copy. Right? Snowden told us about the U.S. government. If you live in China, I guarantee you the Chinese government is getting a copy of the things you do. Other countries, we know that countries are getting copies of other countries' data. But it's data generated by computers because that's what computers do, not because of malice, because that's how computers work.
Mm-hmm. Now, you are an internationally renowned security technologist. You are really a security guru. You've been called that by The Economist. You've authored 12 books on this subject, and we're anxious to find out not only how bad it is, but also what we can do later on. But I want to ask some specific questions on some legal aspects of these things after we come back from this three-minute break with Bruce Schneier. And the book is Data and Goliath, and the website is Schneier, S-C-H-N-E-I-E-R.com. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal diseases, just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We are so pleased to have Bruce Schneier joining us today. You know, he's internationally renowned as a security technologist, written 12 books. He does an influential newsletter called Cryptogram, and his blog is Schneier on Security, read by over a quarter of a million people. He's testified before Congress. He is a fellow of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard Law School. And he is a program fellow with the New Americas Foundation Open Technology Institute, a board member of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, an advisory board member of the Electronic Privacy Information Center, and the chief technology officer at Resilient Systems, Inc. And as I said before, the website, Schneier.com, S-C-H-N-E-I-E-R.com. You can go to the guest section and see his information. Now, when we look at the problem of privacy now, I mean, we all know it's bad. We all know there is no privacy. We can pretty much know that if you are speaking into your phone, you are speaking to the NSA, or not really to the NSA, but to their computer system. Now, the bad guys behind all of this, who are the real bad guys that take this information and do more nefarious things with it, and what do they do with this information?
Well, you know, bad guys is relative. Certainly we know that this data is used by criminals. So lots of databases, we hear data about data breaches all the time, companies like Target and Home Depot, Anthem Health. This is data about us collected by corporations. The retailers are collecting data on what we're purchasing and our credit card information. They're doing that because they're doing market research. Anthem Health has data of people they've insured, also people they hadn't insured, and they're not customers. I wasn't sure about that, but they had medical data, and that data was accessed by criminals. So we know those are bad guys who get at it. We know, for example, the Chinese government has on occasion penetrated Gmail. So here we are, rival governments are going after our data that is in different corporate servers. Depending on who you are in your country, your own government could be going after it. Now, you know, whether they're bad guys or not, depending on, you know, it depends on how your morals work. So the Chinese government will collect data of dissidents in their own country or citizens looking for dissidents. FBI goes after this data trying to solve crimes. The NSA goes after this data trying to prevent terrorism. We can argue about whether that's effective or not, but I wouldn't call them the bad guys in this circumstance. They're actually trying to do a job. I think they're not doing it right. I think they're not doing it well. But, you know, they are, I think, moral about their intent. So the data is accessed by an enormous number of people and countries around the world. And we're seeing this through, you know, all of the documents we're seeing, not just the Snowden documents, but you know, other stuff, that as long as this data is here, it is being accessed by a variety of for-profit and government entities.
Well, I know that, you know, we've all been supporting Snowden and hoping that he's going to come out with more and more information. You mentioned that you had talked with him before, and I'm really thrilled that, you know, he's considered one of the good guys in all of this. But why or what do you think he has that he's withholding and for any particular reason? Or do you think he has pretty much disclosed most of what he has?
He has absolutely nothing. When he met with a journalist a year and a half ago, he gave the journalist everything. One of the important things that he had to do for his safety is not be the gatekeeper. So he has nothing, and he has not had anything since day two of this whole incident. The data is in the hands of journalists. It's in the hands of the First Look Media. It is in the hands of the Washington Post. It is in the hands of you know, a couple of other institutions. And the journalists are the ones who are going through the data, releasing the stories. So at this point, Snowden has no data and nothing. And this is why the U.S. government is, you know, they're not saying it, but they're kind of okay with him being in Russia. It's stable. He has nothing that could damage the U.S. He has no access to data. He cannot tell anyone anything, even under torture. He cannot. And I believe that because that's actually relatively easy to do. There are certainly more stories in the data. This is very complicated stuff, and journalists are going through it. First Look Media still publishes stories once in a while, and there are more to come. I don't know what's coming. We know that there are certainly more NSA domestic surveillance programs. Right, we heard that from I'm blanking on the name of the senator, and I wish I wasn't blanking on it. But he said a couple of days ago there are more domestic programs I know about. I can't talk about it because they're classified. He didn't use those words, but that's what he meant. So there are more things, whether they are in the Snowden documents the journalists have or not, we don't know. But there are more stories coming.
Now, you mentioned that, you know, from a historical perspective, looking back at how long this has been going on, of course, a lot of people think that it was just recent that the NSA started doing this. You even mentioned the Clipper chip in the Clinton administration, that, you know, was one of the first parts of the encryption and the surveillance process. But how far back does the surveilling of the American public as a whole go, in your opinion?
You know, it's an interesting question. We know that, you know, in the 70s, the NSA was collecting telegrams, every telegram that went overseas, and doing other domestic surveillance activities. This came out in the Church Commissions, Project Shamrock. A lot of things came out then. Much of what the NSA is doing today is a result of the trends in technology, is a result of this computerization that I talked about when we started having this conversation, and the trends of cloud computing, that our data is generally in the hands of third parties. Your email is being held by Google or somebody else. And you're engaging in text messages, talking on Facebook. You're paying with credit cards and not cash. That all of these things that are convenience measures for us make bulk surveillance easier. But the NSA could not possibly attach a tracking device to everybody around the world. I mean, they can't do it. But everyone naturally carries a cell phone. So, you know, golden opportunity. So a lot of this surveillance has gone hand in hand with this change in technology. As these technologies became more pervasive, surveillance became easier. Bulk surveillance, if I say that correctly, bulk surveillance became easier. Right? It became very easy for the NSA to follow everybody, to get the calling records of everybody. Right? Computerization is easier, data storage is easier. These records now exist, and they're there for the taking.
And now in your book, you set up a pretty chilling scenario of everything that the government knows about us. And then we learn, I guess it was on Drudge Report today, that Hertz rental cars have cameras in them. So there's one more thing to add to this. What about the question of being the safest on PC or Apple? Which do you choose to use from a privacy standpoint?
It doesn't actually matter. I mean, in the end, I think those choices don't matter much. Your data is not on the computer. Your data is not being attacked from the computer. Your data is being attacked from the cloud. I mean, certainly if we're worried about cyber criminals and people hacking our machines, there are things we can do. But a lot of what I'm talking about is legitimate. It's not illegitimate. I mean, if your email is on Google, Google's business model is we will read your email, figure out what you're talking about, and serve you ads that are related. If Google gets a national security letter, they will hand over your data to the government because that's the law. I mean, a lot of these issues are not technological. But I can give, you know, good technological advice for avoiding surveillance, but it's things like don't carry a cell phone and don't have an email address, which is kind of dumb advice because except for extreme people, right, these are the tools of living in modern society. I can't tell people not to be on Facebook or not to use a credit card. You know, but those are the tech solutions because those are the third parties with our data. I mean, this is why the policy, the legal solutions are so important.
But are we not sitting at a table braiding the rope to hang ourselves with when we carry the cell phone and do all these things you talk about? Are we not contributing to our own demise or lack of privacy?
Certainly contributing to our own lack of privacy. But, you know, that's the way the world works. I mean, I wouldn't counsel people not to carry a cell phone. You know, you never get invited to parties, and life isn't fun anymore. This is the price we pay. If we don't like it, I think the solutions are policy solutions. We need to have privacy protections in place that will protect us, that it's not going to be a matter of opting out. I mean, you know, and the extreme of us will go live in the forest and eat nuts and not have a computer. But that's not going to be a broad solution for most of the population. We simply have to be engaged in the world. So, you know, I mean, there are things to do around the edges, but they are really just around the edges.
That's interesting, around the edges. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, it's number 6 on the bestseller list, hardcover nonfiction. And he does offer tips for protecting your privacy and purposes, an alternative to mass surveillance by government and corporations. You know, you said that you have a lot of faith and you're very positive. Where do we go from here? What can we do? I mean, seriously. Because, I mean, in the foreword to your book, you have, let me see here, where did it go? You have from Jack Goldsmith, former head of the Office of Legal Counsel of the Department of Justice under George W. Bush. But I mean, and he gives you an excellent, you know, wonderful, says your book is insightful, an important book about how big data and its cousin mass surveillance affect our lives. But I mean, isn't he one of the people that were sort of involved in all of this, though?
Hello. I mean, yes, and mass surveillance is, you know, I want to say a good way to say it. I mean, mass surveillance is a big issue, and it's, I mean, depending on the country, it's going to affect us more and it's going to affect us less.
Okay, we got to go to a break. I apologize for interrupting you. We've got a four-minute break, ladies and gentlemen. Any security person out there that really would like to talk to him, 855-995-6923. Only time for a couple of phone calls.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Welcome back to Power Hour, 24 minutes after the hour. I had an aha experience at the break, ladies and gentlemen. I was talking to Bruce Schneier, our guest today, and I was telling him that we are number three on TalkStream Live, TalkStreamLive.com, which, as he points out, is mass surveillance on who's listening to what radio station. And he said, and there you go. You like to be able to see that. Well, that was an aha experience. There are so many good points to the surveillance that we can't really pick and choose which things we like. We're either going to get it or we're not going to get it, correct?
Well, this is the problem is that we all like the surveillance that shows us data we want. I think one of the problems with regulation is that all politicians in the U.S. use this data to target advertising, to get demographics in their districts, to learn how to persuade their voters. And if you show somebody Google Analytics, which is who's going to their website, what they're doing, what they're seeing, how they're interacting with it, they are, you know, thrilled. They're over the moon on this data. So it's very hard for us to say, we don't want to know. Right? I don't want to know who's coming into my store. I don't want to know who's visiting my website. I don't want to know who's in my congressional district. This makes it hard.
You know, and one of the other things that I pointed out to you from your book that I learned, I did not know, on page 194, you talk about the 1973 Code of Fair Information Practices, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the number one code is there must be no personal data record-keeping systems whose very existence is secret. I mean, right there, it shows that the government is picking and choosing which laws they are going to adhere to, are they not?
Well, you know, post 9/11, there was this very strong belief that nothing should be spared, that everything should be done, that we're all under extreme risk, and a lot of laws were sidestepped. You know, sometimes legally, sometimes there were exemptions, but there are secret courts making secret rulings. And the thing we know about secret law is it doesn't reflect real law. I mean, what the government has said is, yes, this is happening in secret, but it'll be happening the same way it would have been otherwise. And we know since these Snowden revelations, we've seen the courts backtrack on some of the rulings they've made. We've seen the legislative almost pass laws prohibiting a lot of this surveillance, and we've seen the executive backtrack and say, we went too far. All three branches of government said, you know, that whole secret law thing didn't work out very well. It's real important that we debate these things in public.
Now, I just hate to attach this to a contemporary issue, but Hillary Clinton having her own server in her home, is this not an attempt for her to protect her privacy even more, whether it be legal or illegal? That's not the issue right now.
I mean, honestly, I don't think so. I mean, I think this is – I'm not surprised at this, given how badly the State Department computers are run. If you think about – if you remember when Manning released all those State Department secrets, certainly someone like Clinton knows, like every politician, if something is truly private, you do not put it in email, period. You don't. Clinton did not believe my email is at risk if it's on State Department servers and secure if it's on my servers. She knew her email was at risk everywhere. I think this is about her wanting control of her own system and being able to get her job done. I actually think this is not that big a deal. Now, we had 7 years ago Bush administration officials erasing emails so they would not be captured by official records laws. That was a bigger deal. But,
right.
You know, in general, politicians know you want to have said something private, you pick up the phone.
Right. But, you know, along with that, you've got Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham and John McCain saying that, well, gee, I don't do email. I've never sent an email. Now, isn't that a little bit disingenuous? Because you know his people do it for him.
It's disingenuous, but it's also a little bit scary because here are people making national policy. They've never sent an email. An email is what, 1980s technology? Do they use a cell phone? Are they on Facebook? Yeah, and this is a basic problem. Technology is moving so fast that the lawmakers who are making policy are backwards. You want good policy on the internet? I think you should ask a teenager. And they're the ones who understand it. And to have a senator say, I've never sent an email? Why are you making decisions based on this? These are core things. This is how our society works. Like saying, I've never driven a car. I'm trying to make road policy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And I don't think people understand that, well, what's behind this. Real quickly, where are we going with this? What can we do if we want to affect a change in our privacy issues?
What I want people to do most of all is to observe surveillance and talk about it. This has to become a political issue. We need to start talking about it. A lot of surveillance happens inadvertently. It doesn't happen where we can see it. You don't see the 50 or 100 companies that are tracking you on the Internet, right? It's invisible.
Right.
If there were 50 people standing behind you and you were browsing, you'd look and say, hey, go away. I'm doing something private. But you don't see them in your computer.
Thank you, Bruce Schneier.
Let's talk about surveillance.
Out of time. Thank you so much, Data and Goliath. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us today. Bruce's manager or PR person had scheduled him for two shows sort of at the same time. So we got to have a half hour with him. But I apologize that that's all we got today. And he said that he would be glad to come back on the Power Hour again. But the book is really, really done very well. Data and Goliath. The Hidden Battles to Collect Your Data and Control Your World. And thanks to Doug Breathour for recommending him to be on the show today. I want to open it up to phone lines now. I'd like to know what you are thinking about, especially Ferguson. I want to know what your thoughts are and the Secret Service. Oh, we are so stupid, we can't get anything straight for you. I'd really like to know what you are hearing. today. So give us a call at 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923. And just again, Bruce apologized yesterday to me that he is so sorry that his people did a double booking on him, but was not Catherine's fault. She doesn't make mistakes, but at least I've never seen one. Anyway, if you have a question or comment, especially regarding what's happening in Ferguson, Missouri, which is really outside St. Louis, or what is happening with the Secret Service phony story, I'd like to know what your thoughts are. Also, so give us a call, 855-995-6923, so if you... And let me just tell you quickly before we go to Tom in Maryland that Philip Mudd, who is a former CIA counterterrorism expert, have you noticed how many people have that title? I can't tell you how many on Fox and CNN. There's so many counterterrorism experts. Anyway, Philip Mudd made this statement this morning. Well, when I started watching Al-Qaeda in the 90s and checking them out in the 90s, really? 2001 is when we supposedly learned about Al-Qaeda, but he was doing his work in the 90s with Al-Qaeda. I thought that was interesting. Gold is selling at about $12.55. The stock market's up 173 points. Oh, the happy times are here again. Oh, no, gold is $11.52, and oil is $43.27. Let's go to Tom. Go ahead, please. Tom, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. I could hear what I was feeling in your voice when you were talking to that gentleman, and I am sorry that he's not here to respond to what I'm going to say, but I am so sick of hearing about the ability to do what is convenient and expedient and maybe sometimes fruitful at times would just be so ridiculous to turn our back on. You know, I'm sure Judas Iscariot felt that it would be ridiculous to turn his back on that silver that he got. But you know what? That man is preaching an absolute lie. The ends can never...
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What lie? To me, I got to tell you, I'm fascinated by the book. He did an excellent job in speaking the point or in the book of disclosing so that we'll know what's going on and also some very good points about what to do about it. So I'm not, you know, I'm not of the ilk that you are saying that he is telling us or preaching us a lie. Is that what you said?
Well, let me clarify. You bring up a good point. I'm sure, and it sounded like his information was absolutely spot on. The lie is that we should be so very complacent with the fact that this is happening when we know as Christians that it simply is not correct. And his answer is not to rely on our wonderful Constitution to keep us secure in our persons and papers and effects, but let's make some more laws, he says, and laughs about it. And again, he pounds the point home as if we're idiots to say over and over again, listen, this information is here. Of course, we must use it. 9/11. That's what I'm sick of hearing. And the lie that I'm referring to is that we should be complacent with what we know is not the American way. Listen, if we have people who need to be investigated, we have systems in place for that. I worked my entire career for the government, and we can get wiretaps, and we can listen to every word that they say under certain guidelines, but you don't throw out the guidelines simply under the false impression that if you listen to everything all the time, we're all going to be safe, and it's there anyway, so let's do it. No, let's not do it. Let's rely on what's kept us safe in the past, and yes, sometimes fails, but that's the cost of freedom. Sometimes it does fail. And it didn't fail, in my opinion, because we didn't have enough laws in place. I think we had a lot of people who weren't following the laws that we had in place and weren't following what they had given to them under the Constitution and doing their jobs properly. That was the failing. We don't need more laws.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate that. From a longtime government employee, that's interesting. Thank you very much, Tom. Let's go to Rhonda in Missouri. Rhonda in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Joyce.
Hi there.
If I would be okay, I'd like to give out some information on a seminar that's going to be put on here in St. Joseph, Missouri.
Sure.
A next man that teaches common law. It's KLinfo. 418@gmail.com. I think you would love to hear what this man has to say. Joyce, I listened to him almost 2 years ago get a family, four kids back that had been taken by the equivalent to what CPS down here. They'd been fighting for 4 months. He got them back in 2 weeks, and they was begging for them to take them back. I listened to him almost 2 months ago help a lady down. She was on the phone with him while there was two deputies and a chief sheriff and a CPS worker on this woman's front porch with a warrant ready to come in and take her kid, her daughter's kid that was just born because she didn't want to have it born in the hospital. And
wow.
He talked her through it, and they left the porch, and they left with that warrant and didn't take that baby.
Wow.
And I don't know if people realize.
Rather than talk about that case, let me find out more about the seminar. KLinfo418@gmail.com. But when is it going to be held and where?
It's going to be April 18th and 19th up in St. Joseph, Missouri. If you're interested, write that email and we'll send you a flyer that's got everything on it.
Okay, who's going to be the main speaker there?
Carl Lentz, and I would highly recommend that people start going to YouTube and listen to what he has to say. He was turned back at the border of Canada last summer because they're afraid of him.
Okay, Carl, what's his last name?
It's Carl with a K, K-A-R-L, Lentz, L-E-N-T-Z.
Okay.
And if you're interested, Joyce, get a hold of me, and I think he would love to come on your show. I think you'd love to talk to him. You guys.
All right. I will do that. I've got your phone number out there at the Power Mall. Thank you very much, Rhonda. I appreciate that information. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a seminar for you. And again, the email, klinfo418@gmail.com. It's going to be held here in Missouri. Let's go to Shirley in Michigan. Shirley in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. Shirley, what's on your mind?
Yes, I was calling about what was going on in Ferguson.
Uh-huh.
I have a lot of questions about it because, as far as I know, they haven't given the name of the police officers.
That's right.
And that is suspect for me. And initially, the person supposed to have fired 125 yards in order to shoot the police officers.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're talking about the man they finally put on television that I saw yesterday supposed to have had a handgun. So I don't think a handgun fires that far away.
Well, the jury's still out on that. I keep hearing both sides of that, and I don't know. But I will tell you this, that Tom Fuentes, who was former assistant director of the FBI, made the statement on CNN that if that had been a rifle, it would have killed both of them. So I don't know why they made that statement, but that seemed a little strange to me. I also wanted to add that, Shirley, you must feel the same way I do, Shirley, that when they're talking about this on Saturday and Sunday on CNN, they kept saying, was it a gun, was it a pistol, or was it a rifle? Well, the average person's going to go, what difference does it make? Why are you addressing that issue? And I think it's damage control is why they're addressing that.
And also, the blood didn't even look real. It just looked spotted.
Yeah, it did not look real at all. It did not look real at all.
Right.
And you know what? I heard one black person say on TV, or this gentleman said, don't give us a helmet with weird blood on it and make us believe we did it. And he said that on camera, and I thought that was so good. So I agree with you. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that. But
yeah, it's a big, fat, juicy question. And with the Ferguson, with the Michael Brown, you should have Dick Gregory come on your show and let him explain that, because from my understanding that the videotape that they ran over and over him robbing the store was happened months before the shooting. and his clothing was different from what we saw Lynn when he was.
Yes, I saw that too. Thank you very much, Shirley. I'm going to see if Catherine can get Dick Gregory on the program. I believe we've had him on once before. I would really like to get Dick Gregory, comedian. He's not so funny anymore. He's telling the truth, Dick Gregory, on the show. Thank you very much, Shirley, for the phone call. Renee in North Carolina. Renee, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Oh, I vote for Dick Gregory, too. I was listening to him on YouTube last night. I would love
really?
Him. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love Dick Gregory.
Yeah.
He's funny, too.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, there's one thing for sure, day after day, we have been lied to so much, obviously, and it's been going on forever. And so the thing is, and what I don't understand is so many people who call themselves Christians and study the Bible cannot see certain things. They have certain blind spots. The people who betrayed Jesus, were more kind of middle class. I mean, like the clergy, he railed against the clergy, the scribes, the money changers, which are the bankers. The civil government authority wrongly decided to put him to death. The military of the day drug him, humiliated him, and nailed him to a cross. And the thing is, for some reason, people can't understand that it is, like today, the people who are holding our tyranny in place, the ruling elite at the top, could not pull this off with a lot of order-following yes-men in the military, police, banking, insurance companies, media, medicine. It is many people in our own middle class that are holding this tyranny together for their own financial gain.
Absolutely. Well, very well said. And also, I want to say, I love that radio station that you say that a lot of people are listening to, WMWR.
No, don't say it. Don't say it. I'll get hate mail. Yeah. But the thing is, it's true. The thing is, people have a blind spot. I've listened for a long time, and certain demographic groups are picked on mercilessly, whereas if you dare say anything about the demographic group who's held the majority of the positions of power, it is like you lit a cigarette next to a gas pump, okay? I mean, people, it's like an explosion. But I'm sorry, the thing is, in the ethical teachings of Jesus, he didn't say you're supposed to always blame everyone else. He said you're supposed to look at yourself and take responsibility for what you do first. And I find this lacking in many areas.
All right. Well, I'm still going to tell that radio station sometime because I think that's pretty funny. But I won't tell them who said it. All right. Thank you. I'll just sneak it in one of these days. Thank you very much, Renee, for the phone call. It's the only email that I have laughed out loud on, ladies and gentlemen, in weeks or maybe months. I don't get many funny emails. I mean, not that I want to. I don't want jokes. But this was good. This was really good, Renee. I got to give you credit for that. Let's go to Fred in Michigan. Fred, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Joyce. Very informative and entertaining. While I was listening to your interview with the previous guest, what suddenly smacked me was his arrogance, intellectual, and maybe political, maybe socialistic. I guess maybe socialistic.
Really? I didn't pick up on that. I didn't pick up on that, so help me out
here. I did. And I don't agree that because it's the, quote, high-tech IT age that we're just going to have to suck it up and learn to live with it and like it. Does the name John McAfee, or is it McAfee? McAfee? John McAfee?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember him?
Yeah.
Okay, you ought to interview him sometime. Relative to...
He's in a little bit of legal trouble right now. He's kind of spending all of his time on his legal issues, I think.
Well, maybe the audience would like to become appraised of his... They want to put down anybody they can... That's a threat to their established New World Order conspiracy business. Activities. Okay, and one thing relative to the surveillance, next time you can interview this fella, make it a priority to demand that he devise a surveillance technology for the election fraud that's going on.
Ooh, now that's a good point. I would love to talk to him about election technology. That is excellent. But you know what? This man is very bright. He is very much on the forefront of trying to protect the privacy of people. So I don't want to get it wrong that he was some guy out here bragging about how much loss of privacy we have. He really wasn't. I mean, I really think he's very smart, and I like the book. I think you'd have to read the book, or at least read the reviews that are out there on the book. Thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call, though, and I appreciate everybody's opinion. That's what it's all about. You have a right to your opinion. Thank you, Fred. Let's go to Annie in Missouri. Annie in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Hi, Joyce.
Hi there.
I'm from St. Louis.
All right. Tell us what's going on up there.
Well, excuse me. I've lived here all my life, and this is a big mess. We are known for what's going on in Ferguson, which is really sad because
yes,
a lot of businesses in Ferguson are suffering.
Oh, yes. It's terrible.
Yeah. And,
but Annie, let me ask you this. Annie, let me ask you this. When those businesses were under attack from those people that were coming storming in their businesses and stealing everything that they owned, I heard one man say, "I called police 6 times to come to my place of business, and the police never came, never came." Now, are they setting this up to be a civil war there? Are they setting this up to be a problem in St. Louis? That's what a lot of people, including myself, are thinking. Is because if the police don't respond and they just let everybody raid those businesses, they didn't care that the people got raided or lost all their items. Okay, we got to go to this 3-minute break and we'll be back. And I want to get your opinion on this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle Tooth soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle Tooth products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle Tooth skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle Tooth moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle Tooth products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if I told you that you could have the power to heal yourself and your loved ones with the gift of music? Unlock the healing secrets of the Bible with Whole Tones, a unique CD therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you can get free samples of this music to discover their power to create energy, relieve stress, break negative cycles, and restore damaged DNA. For thousands of years, music has been used to heal. Ancient Greek doctors used flutes, lyres, and zithers to aid in digestion, treat depression, and induce sleep. Native Americans have used music to treat disease. Today, music is used to soothe post-operative pain, lower blood pressure, and boost immunity. Now you can benefit from healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTone66.com and get a free sample of the 7 secret healing frequencies discovered by King David. Visit WholeTone66.com today for your free sample. That's WholeTone66.com. WholeTone66.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Sharing about your world. It's all about the truth. We've got Annie in Missouri on the air. Annie, I just think this whole thing was set up. I think they want a division amongst the people. What are people in St. Louis thinking about this?
Well, St. Louis is tired of this. One of the things that makes me the most angry was when Michael Brown's mother and father got up on a car and said, burn this bitch down.
Okay, but that, okay, I really don't want to say that kind of language on here, but that was not his father. That was his, that's her live-in boyfriend.
No, that, I think that was his biological father.
Well, that's different than what they're saying now, but I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, he's a young kid. I don't think that's his biological father, but be that as it may, I mean, everybody is sick of it, I think, and including the police, including the people that are there, the residents. I mean, they're talking about now pretty much just like nuking, not really, but I mean, getting rid of Ferguson and just starting all over again, which is horrible for those people that own businesses there.
I mean, Ferguson was a nice little place. You know, and now people, that's what we're known for.
Yep, that's true. Hey, I got to move on. Thank you very much for the phone call,
thank
Annie.
Thank you.
Let's go to John in Virginia. John in Virginia, you're on the air. What's on your mind today, John?
Hello, Joyce. I think we should welcome and embrace the modern technology and use it to glorify Jesus Christ. Because, see, he told us in the last days, he said nothing will be covered that shall not be made known nor anything hid. It should not be made manifest, and we need to use it to prove people that we're living for Jesus Christ and make sure that we keep our testimony pure without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, because, see, here's what I'm saying. Let's use modern technology to prove our faith in Jesus, but then in the middle of the night, let's not go to our computer and download pornography, because during the time of tribulation when our faith is being tried, the governments are going to use that to destroy our testimony. So we need to realize that, hey, I know they're knowing what I'm doing. I know they're knowing what I'm thinking. I know they're knowing what I'm saying. They're hearing what I'm saying, and just use it to prove that we got faith in Jesus. The last thing I want to say, I want people to go to the Google search engine and type in Michelle Obama is a man. God bless you and have a great
day. Thank you. Thank you very much for the phone call. Listeners, you know, I was in his book, Bruce Schneier, Bruce Schneier talks about, you know, the statement of, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, then you have nothing to fear. Well, you know, we all use the ladies' room or men's room. We all, you know, might have had sex at one time or another in our lives. And we all do things that we just as soon not be videoed or audioed by the powers that be. So it has nothing to do with I'm doing anything wrong. And I know that that's not what he is implying, John was implying. It's just that they don't have any right to know that stuff or to watch your children taking a bath or whatever. It just isn't right. Let me tell you, tomorrow, guest with Dr. Ted Brower will be Ted Brower himself, and he's going to give away his book. There's going to be a giveaway situation, so you listen tomorrow and see how that's going to work. He does a book called Breakthrough Health. And Ellen Brown will be on the show. Ellen Brown, webofdebt.com. Excellent, lady. You're going to like listening to her, too. So you all have a blessed day. I will see you on Wednesday and on Friday. That's the way it's scheduled now. And Jack Blood on Thursday. Rebecca Roth will be on Wednesday. Methodical Illusion, and David Litt will be talking about Purium Green products. Have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. Y'all bless you all. It's all about the truth. We'll see you on Wednesday. I will. Have a blessed day.